In this bulletin, the government defends a senior minister's use of a defence jet at taxpayers' expense. Donald Trump denies he lost his temper in a meeting about his proposed border wall. And a South Australian heatwave. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is being forced to defend the expenditure of a senior minister. It's been revealed that Finance Minister Matthias Cormann spent nearly $40,000 of taxpayers' money on a Defence Department jet. He flew from Canberra to Adelaide and then on to Perth last June. His reason for the travel was to negotiate with crossbenchers to try and convince to pass the government's legislation for a big business tax cut. This was a policy the government ultimately abandoned, but the government says Senator Cormann's use of the Defence Department jet was within the rules for such travel because a commercial flight was not available. Education Minister Dan Tehan says Mr Cormann was doing the right thing by the Australian people.
What the Finance Minister was doing his job. He flew to Adelaide to undertake negotiations to try and ensure that Australians pay less tax. So he was doing his job. I think taxpayers would be very pleased knowing that the Finance Minister is trying to ensure that they pay less tax.
The federal opposition is denying its superannuation policy will cause problems for Australians trying to enter the housing market. Superannuation policy is the focus after the Productivity Commission yesterday released its report into the superannuation system. The Labor Party's policy is to end the freeze of the superannuation guarantee at its present level of 9.5%, increasing it to 12%. It's been suggested that having to give more of their income to superannuation may impede people from saving to buy real estate. But opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the policy change is long overdue and the issue is not a matter of having to choose between having a home now and a sufficient retirement income in the future.
First-time buyers are front and centre of our policy. I mean, that's why one of our senior policies is reform the negative gearing. But I'll tell you what, you don't trade off a choice. Do you want a home or do you want a dignified retirement? I mean, we do both. And we should have been at 12% in 1996 when Labor Party lost office in 1996. The incoming Prime Minister, John Howard, was committed to getting to 12%. He then reneged on that commitment. We're 23 years too late. So I don't support a further delay.
US President Donald Trump says he didn't smash a table and storm out of a meeting with his political opponents, but he probably should have. Mr. Trump left the meeting yesterday with Democratic Party leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi after they reiterated that they would not give him funding for his proposed wall at the United States southern border with Mexico. The refusal of US Congress to fund the wall has led to a partial shutdown of the US federal government, which has now been going for 3 weeks. Mr. Trump claims Democrats are not supporting his proposed wall because they don't care about the crime caused by illegal immigrants.
I don't have temper tantrums. I really don't. I very calmly walked out of the room. I didn't smash the table. I should have, but I didn't smash the table. The Democrats, which I've been saying all along, they don't give a damn about crime. They don't care about crime. They don't care about gang members coming in and stabbing people and cutting people up.
South Australia is preparing for a 6-day heatwave that is set to test the durability of the state's electricity network. Very hot conditions are forecast every day until Thursday of next week, with a temperature set to peak at 42 degrees in Adelaide next Wednesday. In some regional centres, the temperature could get even higher. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the necessary precautionary investigations regarding the state's energy grid have been made and it's expected to cope with the extreme weather. South Australia has suffered from blackouts before, most notably in 2016. Let's take a look at the weather for today. In Perth, it's mostly sunny and 28. In Adelaide, as we just heard, it's very hot and sunny. 39 degrees, sunny and 32 in Melbourne. In Hobart, a possible shower or two and 29 degrees. Much the same for Canberra, maybe a storm there as well, 29. In Wollongong, showers as well with a possible storm, 25. A possible shower for Sydney, 28. Mostly fine weather in Newcastle, 30 degrees. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. In Cairns, a possible storm and shower, 31 there as well, and partly cloudy for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.